May 28th, Yutes Sivan. We're starting a new perek in Shar HaTavuna of Shmiras HaLoshon. It's perek Tes. The topic of discussion, Boy Yuvayar Midas HaBitochon Ukvias Itim L'Toyra. In this perek, we will be discussing Bitochon. And Kvias Itim L'Toyra, setting set times to learn Torah. And as I mentioned in the introduction to learning the Sefer, the Chafetz Chaim discusses many different topics. Of course, all the topics come back to the Emunah and Hashem. And here he says as follows: Oid zois yire lechazik tamid es atzmai b'midas habitachon. We have to constantly strengthen ourselves with this midah of bitachon, of trusting in Hashem. Because besides for the fact that it's a mida kedosha, as he calls it, and it's required, muchrachas l'derech avoida hatachlisi, required to serve Hashem, the mida of bitachon, of trusting in Hashem. Oid zois tzricha mo'oid le'inyan midas shmir saloshin. It's also needed, bitachon is needed for shmiras haloshin. And our overriding topic here is that of watching what we say. So now the Chafetz Chaim will be explaining how is it that the Midah Bitochon connects to that of Shmiras HaLoshon. Ki yaduhu shekama pa'amim yeira liboy mo'oid al chaveroi. People will get upset at their friend. V'hayetzi misisoi leilech ulefarsimoi l'ishra ubali'al al-dovar. The Yetzirah will encourage this person who is upset at his friend to go speak to someone else. Now, who is this someone else? We'll call him the Rosh HaMedabrim, B'chol Mokon. He's the person that, once you let him know, it's like a wildfire. It'll be out in the, before he could send out the email, it's already out. Shelefidaita inoga loy b'iskoy. Why? Because we'll call our good friend Reuven. Reuven feels that someone stepped on his toes in his business. Or Reuven feels that someone disgraced him, took away some of his honor that was due to him. It's difficult for Reuven to conquer his Yetzirah with this. So he goes and he wants to speak to his friend, and he knows once he tells his friend what this other person did, this person's finished. He's finished. Everyone will know about it. Avakasha yisyashe yifa odin bedaitoi. V'amashu amru chazal. But when a person has the menuchas and nefesh and the ability to contemplate on the words of Chazal, she'ein odom noigeya b'mucho nechaveroi afilu kimolei nima. No one is able to touch, to take away from someone else if it's prepared for you by Hashem. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu designates something for one person, no one else can take it away. She'ein adam ne'igeya b'muchon l'chaveir, if it's prepared for you, afilu kimlai nima, even with a hair's breadth, nothing can be taken away. U'l'chol echad yinosein ma'ashe nigzar alav min ha'shamayim. Everyone will get his due, what is decreed upon him, min ha'shamayim, by Rosh Hashanah time. Hein l'inan kavoid, v'hein l'inan mamoin. Whether we're talking about honor, or whether we are talking about money. K'moshe Amru Chazal b'Yuma, as the Gemara tells us, and the Aflamaches, Amad Beis, Mikan Omar Ben Azai says, B'shimcha yikra'ucho uv'koimcha yoshivucho u'mishelecha yitnu loch, az yiref mimenu hayetzer. What does it mean, B'shimcha yikra'ucho v'koimcha yoshivucho u'mishelecha yitnu loch? Man should not be concerned that someone else is taking away his livelihood because it comes from Hashem. what you get does not come from others, but is a gift, mishelecha yitnu loch, which was decreed by you, for you, by Hashem. Once again, referring to Rosh Hashanah. If a person is able to internalize these mamari chazal, oz yiref mimenu hayetzer, the yetzahara will be weakened by you. Let's just sit on this for a minute. A person feels that someone took away his kavod. A person feels someone took away his mammon. We learned in the previous prakim that the busha that a person gets, the discomfort, is one of the greatest things that can ever happen to him. He gets his kaparos, he gets his atonement here in this world, not waiting for him in the world to come. And even more so, he doesn't lose anything. Why does he not lose anything? Because even though in his mindset, someone took away his parnasa, or someone took away the honor he deserves because he's the one who did all the hard work, and how many times in our lives does the other person get the credit for it? But at the end of the day, if Chazal are telling us, if Hashem's view is, it's not for you now. So then we thought we deserve it. But the truth is, it's not for us. V'agav nevar me'at midas ha-bitochen. So the Chofetz Chaim says, let's first discuss what Bitochen is about, and then we'll tie it into our topic of Shmir Saloshim. Dovr HaMelech Lo V'Sholom Omar, Dovr HaMelech said in Tehillim, Kapitel Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Gimel, B'tach B'Hashem B'Asei Toiv, Shechan Eretz Urei Emuna. Put your trust in Hashem and do good. Shechan eretz ure'ei emuna. Live in the land and nourish yourself with faith. Mitchila hizir es ha'odam b'midas ha'bitachin. First, Dovra Melech warns the person, b'tach b'Hashem v'asei toiv. B'midas ha'bitachin. V'achakach alasiyas ha'toiv. Then, do toiv. Do good. Ki hukis ki yisoy d'chozok sheyuchal libono yisolava kol ha'binyin. The trusting in Hashem, betach ba'Hashem, is like the foundation of the building, which on the strong foundation, you can build the rest of the building. But if the foundation is weak, if you start building when the foundation didn't form yet, when the cement is still soft, nothing will last. L'mashal, for example, HaTorah HaKdoshah Tzivsa Yisanu Shenizar B'Limud HaTorah Tamid. The Torah, we have commandment, we have to make sure that we learn Yoimam V'Layla V'Lopachos Kviyas B'Kviyas Itim LaTorah. We have to make sure we have set times to learn Torah. V'Chayim B'Nesinas HaTzdakah, and by giving Tzdakah V'Chadoyimah M'Inyoni HaMitzvahis, and so too by other mitzvahs as well. That through a person doing these mitzvahs of learning Torah at certain times, of giving tzedakah, other mitzvahs, yoni mitzvahs, a person looks at it and says, you know what, I'm losing. If a person would have been working and not learning, so he would have made more money. The person would have kept that money to himself and not give that tzedakah, he would have had it more in his bank account. And other mitzvahs as well, buying a lulav, whatever it might be. It appears to be like a loss to this person in a financial perspective. The yitzahara attacks the person and says, "Pen ma shema esa b'acharisi." Yitzhar tells the person, listen, you have to make a living. Now, I just wanted, before I even finish these words here, we're not talking about a case where the person has to stop the learning and go make a living. We're talking about a case where the person has his set times to learn, and he doesn't need to stop his learning. But the Yetzer Hara attacks him and says, you realize, it's nice thing to learn Torah, but you go to the Rav Shul, Drasha on Shabbos, you get Schar Halicha, you might fall asleep during the Shir, but you get Schar Halicha at least. And if you stay awake, that's Talmud Torah. Now, if you don't work during the week, you're going to get older. Who's going to pay the bills? Eventually you have to retire. Whatever the Yetzer Hara might put his poison in the person's mind to take him out of Kfiyas Itim L'Torah. If a person has that ability to sit and learn and he doesn't have the Kfiyas Itim L'Torah, it's the Yetzer Hara. Mishtada lehafriyo mimenu al yidei zehei sakavu l'Torah. And the Yetzer Hara attacks the person and he tells him, you know, you should go work. Now is not the time to sit and learn. V'chein min nesinas atztaka, adei tainas eiluv chadayim lezasotu, by telling him, don't get stuck up, hold on to it. L'kach ba kosov kemazir, that's why the pasuk comes and warns us. B'tach ba Hashem, says David HaMelech, trust in Hashem. Shubavada yashlim lecha es kol haroi lovoi lecha. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will definitely give you whatever you deserve to have. Va'asei toiv, and then do good. Al yidei zeh tuchal asei kol toiv. And through this, you can do all good. Chamuskar b'Yushalmi, as is brought down in Yushalmi in Saita, Perek Tes, v'zeh l'shoinai. Be'echad shohaya loimeid v'avet tzvachin, tzvachin lei b'pragmatio. It brings the perush. Person was learning. Saita Yerushalmi brings, the person was learning. And people are screaming to him, come bring your wares, your business to come sell. He said, I'm not going to break my set time that I have. In chomi lemeisei meisei hu. He says, brings the Karban Eidah explanation. The Karban Eidah is a commentary on the Yerushalmi. V'hoi oimer, ein ani mevatel hashoah. Shekavatil lelimur ha-toyra b'shvil harvochas mamon. I am not going to break this time for the opportunity to make more money. If I am destined to get this money, so it will come to me, I will get it. If now is the time for me to learn, then it's not the time for me to make money. And Hashem will bring this money to me other ways. And that's what it means, b'tach ba Hashem, trust in Hashem. This mindset can only exist if a person is being b'tach ba Hashem, trusting in Hashem. So what we see here is that when a person sits down to learn Torah, a person can always try to do something. Whether it's mow the lawn or who knows what. B'tach ba Hashem. But if it's my kviyas itim l'Torah, it's now is my set time to learn. So there's nothing else in the mindset, nothing else should exist. This is something that intellectually obligates a man to think. How is it possible? Intellectually, let's think for a second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets the X amount of money, how much a person will make. Well, give a nice amount. $500,000 a person will make this year. Beautiful. The Chavetz Chaim says, does it make sense? Now, in that calculation of the $500,000 that the person, Hashem, now the person doesn't know how much Hashem has in mind for him, but the person is going to set aside time, he will set aside time to learn Torah. Does it make sense that a person detracts from his Limud HaTorah? Is that what Hashem wants from him? Then Hashem will take away if he learns less. That's not what Hashem wants. Then Hashem says, I'll give you X amount of money. Make sure you work and make sure you learn. Ki eichi tochin has a possible, once again, Shekosh Baruch Hu yigra min ha'odim mezoinah, Hashem will take away parnasa from the person. Shekavu lei b'reish Hashanah, and Hashem designate b'reish Hashanah. Aber shaloi rotzu levatel hazman hakavu aloi mi'at Torah. Because he doesn't want to nullify and waste the time from learning Torah. Of course, if he's going to learn Torah, he's not going to lose out. Afilo im eira loi shal yidei kviyos itim shaloi, nizbav loi menias ha'revach v'yom zeh, hafa pichein al yidag mizeh. If a person will think, you know what? I stayed in my kviyasit on the Torah, and I lost out making money today. The Chafetz Chaim is telling us, it's another way of saying, Habishluchim Lamakim. A lot of messengers for Hashem. If it won't be today that you make this money, they'll get it tomorrow. But you will not lose out. If you have your kviyas itim l'toira, and you keep to this kviyas itim, that's what the Batach Vashem is telling us of David HaMelech. V'yeidah l'nochen ki ad k'lois zman ha'kavua l'teref shel shona zu v'ad roish hashona k'mo yishem l'chazal. And the person has to know that this havtacha, this decree, goes from one Rosh Hashanah to the next year. Bevada yushlom mash and nigzor loy min hashemayim. A person will definitely get what was decreed for him to get by Rosh Hashanah time from Hashem. Ve'ein hacharitzus v'haishtadlus b'yoyse mayil me'uma. Not one extra ounce of effort will bring him more parnasa.
Because
you cannot say that Hashem wants a person to take his kviyas itim l'toira. Now, the first step is to make sure there's kviyas itim l'toira. If there's no kviyas itim, if there's no set time, so what's he being vatal? What's he nullifying? What's he stopping? Of course, the first step is that he has to have that set time. Now, once he has that set time to learn, Hashem does not want to take that set time and go to do something else. So too, by giving stock and other mitzvahs as well. A person does not lose out by doing the mitzvahs. Unless we're talking about a person who rejects and denies HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mahalach HaChayim, how Hashem runs the world. The Olav Ksiv, in such a person, it's written, Dvarim Zayin Yud, Meshalim L'Soinov El Ponov L'Havidoi. Hashem rewards in this world those who hate Him in order that they should be lost for Olam Haba. Very strong, harsh words. Meshalim L'Soinov, those who hate Him, they don't trust in Hashem. El Ponov. Hashem gives them the reward here in this world. La'avidoi. That they should be lost for forever. And Olam Haba will be nothing for them. We'll stop here for today. The beautiful lessons that the Chafetz Chaim is teaching us. And he's tied in how the starting point of not speaking Lashon Hara is the general concept of that midah of bitachon, bitach b'Hashem, of trusting in Hashem. If one learns the tragedy and the difficult life that David HaMelech went through, the difficulties he had, and then one finds out afterwards that this is that person that wrote the five svarim of Tehillim, one would think at first glance it doesn't add up, it doesn't make sense. A man with tranquility, with menuchas ha-nefesh. That's one who should write it. Tehillim is the praise of Hashem, the praising Hashem. David HaMelech says every single aspect of our lives is a praise of Hashem. He sees that Hashem is there with him. Even when Shaul HaMelech is chasing him. Even when Avshalom, I don't mean at that second. He has to run for his life. The tragedies throughout his whole entire life. He responds with a Sefer Tehillim. Betach ba'Hashem, because he trusts in Hashem. And this is the message he's telling us here, whether it's Parnasa, whether it's Staka, whether it's other mitzvahs. What we have is to do mitzvahs with. This is the Betach ba'Hashem.